Case number 10896, Suzanne Bowers, east of Route 24, south of White Pine Drive, being lot 22 within Pines and Long Neck Development. Variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please. What's your name?
Suzanne Bowers.
Okay. Go ahead. What's the address again?
49 White Pine Drive.
Okay. Where's that? Millsboro?
The Pines.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
And good evening again. I'm Elizabeth Socek with Hudson Jones, again here on behalf of Mr. Becker. And to my right is Suzanne Bowers. She is applying for a variance. Her property is zoned in a GRRPC area. And this requires a 30-foot setback requirement. Currently, her front porch is 25.7 feet. She's seeking a 4.3-foot variance. And it's important to note that this front porch was put up in 1997 by Ms. Bowers' predecessor. So this front porch has existed on this property for 14 years now without complaint from the neighborhood. In order to come into compliance with the code, the only options Ms. Bowers would have would be to shave off the front porch or to move the entire structure backward 4.3 feet. And Ms. Bowers is disabled, so this front porch is a necessity for her, and to shave it off would require substantial inconvenience to her and to her health. I'm going to ask her at this point in time to explain her health condition to you and how any structural change would affect her health.
All I want to say is that I suffer from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and that's a constriction of the lungs. So if there'd have to be any major work done on the house, where there'd be dust or repainting or anything like that, I would have to leave the premises for a certain time, because that would interfere with my constructive breathing. So any major construction or deconstruction would definitely take a toll in terms of me living in the house while that was being done.
And another point to mention is that the porch is tied in with the roof line, so it could not be shaved off without affecting the drainage. The porch is a major feature of the house aesthetically. And I believe that there are two letters. One is from a neighbor of the adjoining property who mentions the beauty of the porch and the fact that actually if the porch were to be removed, it would be detrimental to the neighborhood. Another letter came from the Homeowners Association, who were also supportive of the variance. We are aware that the other similar variances were granted in this neighborhood. Again, it's been there for 14 years, so there's no reason to think that it would affect the character of the neighborhood. The lot is on the narrow side, so it is unique. It's 60 feet. And also, looking at the purpose of the code, this variance would not have an effect on the passage of light or air. We're seeking the minimum amount, again, 4.3, to come into compliance with the code. And again, with her health concerns, it would present an unnecessary hardship in order to require her to come into compliance by shaving it off or by moving it back. Okay. And I believe that you have the letters from the HOA and the neighbor. That concludes my presentation. We would welcome any questions.
Okay. Thank you.
So there was a CO for the...
There was a certificate of compliance issued.
Yes, there was a permit and a certificate of compliance in 1997. I apologize for not mentioning that.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
The shed's being removed.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no questions? Excuse me. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one, two. Okay. Is there any?
Chairman, the office received two letters in favor.
Two letters also. Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve case number 10,896. I believe the applicant met the standards for granting a variance and there was a CO issue.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson, and a second by Mr. Mills, that we approve case number 10,896. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.